receiving into our wonderful closing of the day service, the evening worship service. And we encourage you to open the scripture at number 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. We welcome also those who are over the internet listening in their homes or wherever you are at this hour. And may God bless you. And for those who listen in England, yes, you will start receiving the sermons back on the book of Isaiah. The fact that we do not send you is because I do not preach in Isaiah. There were a lot of speakers in the evening. And so now we go back for two Sundays on Isaiah. Then we're going to have some guest speaker. And then I continue in this beautiful book. Amazing enough, our church is in the morning and studying the Bible book by book in the Old Testament. Pastor Greg is in the Old Testament teaching in the morning, and myself then in the evening. And the reason is we believe is the Old Testament is the Bible as the New Testament, and it has a great ground teaching. All right, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Church, our Bible hour at 9:45, our morning service at 11, our Bible study, young people classes, choir practice in the afternoon, and Pacific Hill service. And then, Father, we close the day with the studies on the book of Isaiah. We want to praise your name through the songs that we know first, and then we'd like to study the Bible, especially tonight in Isaiah 38, where Isaiah received the sentence of death. Lord, as I studied in my office, I pondered myself many, many, many times. What would I do if you tell me tomorrow you're going to die? And that's what happened here in the scripture tonight. So it will be great to look upon and to see the seriousness of our life and the shortness of our life. Thank you, Father, for the scripture. Thank you for the people who are here tonight, for those who are on the internet listening across America and across the world. And so, Father, thank you that we're going to praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Tayan June is on the piano. Thank you so much, Tayan. And we let you select a song tonight for about 25 minutes or so, and then we go into the Bible study. So you let me know what song you like to do, and you take the hymn book and you select one and say, Pastor, I would like to have this one in my hand. Okay, Pastor Greg.
224.
I know whom I have believed. And I hope you do. I know whom I have believed.
I know.
Paul.
No, right? Some people say, one time I met a fellow who said, we don't know if we're saved or not. Well, the people do not read the Bible then. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. And if you are a Christian, you know who you have believed. I hope so. All right, another song. I saw some hands. Yes, Brother Chris.
442.
All right, and if you are in the internet, as we broadcast across the whole world, if you are in the internet, please, you can get into our Yahoo Messenger, BBC, BS Bob, BBC MH 95037, and you are right here on the control room, and then they will tell me about the number you desire to sing. Number 442, praise him. To what?
Jesus.
To Jesus Christ on the cross. There is a fountain. On your left, you have the birth and the day this man died. He was born in 1731 and died in the year 1800. If you go to a really true good seminary in my 70s, you have to study those men of the 1500 and 1600. It's wonderful to get a book for these people and read about it. What a faith they have. What a faith they have. And I'm proud of our hymns. The writer is speak of that great, wonderful salvation of God. Let me get my granddaughter and then you. All right, Miriam. 370. I always call my granddaughter my daughter. I call it Miriam. And it's Jacqueline. All right, here we are. All right. That's something sometimes we forgot to do. Count your blessing, all right? We count our sorrows, but not our blessings. And this is good. Thank you.
Thank you.
me a blessing you have. You can say, Pastor, here's a blessing.
The grace of God.
Pardon me?
The grace of God.
The grace of God. Somebody else?
Salvation.
Salvation. Another blessing. All right?
Family.
Family. God give you a wife. She says, that's a gift of God, your wife. All right? That's a blessing. All right. Second stanza, please. The blood of Jesus Christ. There is no other thing that can take away your sin. All right? There is no other. Now, mankind, and through Satan, have invented, created imitation of religion. So everybody tried to save you, but the only thing that really, really saved you is that blood shed on Calvary cross. When your faith acknowledges that. It's not great. Stanza number three. When number 75, abide with me. All right. That's a prayer, okay? Moses, Exodus, at the end of Exodus 3 and the beginning of 4, Moses has all kinds of excuses not to go back to the land until God said, but Moses, I will be with you. And then it's over. You don't hear anything more. And the confidence in which Moses confronts Pharaoh, amazing. The presence of God in your life and my life will carry us through the tough moments of our life. All right? Another song. Yes, sir.
125.
What is your name, sir?
Len.
Len? I'm glad that you're here tonight. 125.
Oh,
absolutely true. Isaiah 1, remember? Yes, Danielle.
206,
the amazing grace of God, all right? It's no amazing grace, but talk about the grace of God, okay? 206, wonderful grace of Jesus. Given us what we do not deserve. And then mercy is God withholding what we deserve. We deserve the judgment of God. God withhold that. And then we do not deserve salvation. God gave us salvation. That's why we cannot change that word grace for any other word, grace of God. All right. Yes, sir, Brother Preacher.
309.
Thank you. We are right there. Story 181, please. You know this story. When I was in seminary, 60s and 70, I was assigned to a Spanish church at 9th Street, and Don Pedro was there, one of the deacons, and Maria was a teenager. All right, and Don Pedro will take the time. I was in the Navy, so I was in Alameda working and going to seminary. Don Pedro will take the time with his wife to take me to a restaurant. They have choirs from the church singing. And I eat a lot, Don Pedro? And we really enjoy. And he kept showing to me places there in San Jose to choose so that I can live there and be their pastor. Their pastor, their church had no pastor at that time. And I was the interim pastor for 8 months. We have about 900 people in the church, all Spanish people. Even Chavez, remember Chavez, the revolutionary Chavez was there. And we really enjoy, and your mother was very tiny and little, and really enjoy Don Pedro's. And now having Don Pedro back with Maria, and we add Greg on it, and Greg on it, it's just a blessing for this pastor to see. One pastor that trained me said, your blessing is when your people stay with you, and your blessings, Gabriel, is your people. And this is the pastor that was pastor for 59 years of the church in New Jersey. And he thought that he brought me to his church to speak to the people, but I love the time I spent with him trying to teach me the reality of life and how to pastor. It's good to hear an elder. So, Don Pedro, para usted vamos a cantar el 181 for For Peter, we're going to sing 181. So well, and now we go tonight to the book of Isaiah. Now, this booklet, I found it away, and it's from the Laurel, so I'm going to return it.